We're going to go back to the first set for that. This is another jazz classic, this one by Sonny Rollins, also dating from the 50s, a tune called Doxy. Yes, Terrell Stafford taking us out of here today with a few choruses on the Sonny Rollins hit Doxy, recorded during Centrum's Jazzport Townsend on Jazz in the Clubs night on Thursday night at the American Legion. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to C.J. Lazenby for house sound and her assistance with this recording. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. Thank you.
is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Charlie Mingus, his bass, and his band, 1959, for United Artists Records. His composition, Nostalgia in Times Square. Charlie Mingus, his band, United Artists Record, 1959. His composition, Nostalgia, in Times Square. John Handy, alto saxophone, Booker Irvin, tenor. Richard Wyans on piano, and Danny Richmond, longtime associate with Mingus, playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
One of the best ways to support KPLU is to become a sustaining member. It's simple. You determine the amount you'd like to give, say $10 a month. That amount is then transferred from your account to ours on an ongoing basis, year after year, or until you tell us otherwise. You'll no longer have to think about renewing your pledge to KPLU, and you'll no longer get renewal paperwork in the mail. It's good for us, good for the environment, and good for you. Learn more about sustaining membership at kplu.org.
Abby Lincoln, going to sing for you a composition she wrote called Living Room. Everybody's in Tokyo, 1973. And we're happy that Inner City was there to record this.
If you open up the windows, and if you open up the doors, you will see, you will see love in all its shine and glory, telling you a glory story, telling you and telling me. It's kinda hard to breathe when you got no living room. Your heart is bound to grieve when you're living in the gloom. You need a little space if you're gonna run the race, if you're gonna run the race. Cause love is hard to beat when you got some living room. It will blossom sweet when you got some room to bloom. So give it breathing space if it's gonna stand the face, if it's gonna stand face. If you open up the windows, if you open up the doors, you will see, yes, you will see. you will see. You will see.
fond of these pretty women till my whiskers touch the ground. I want a big fat mama with the meat shaking on her bones. Doggone the soul. Hey, Lord, Lord, I want a big fat mama with the meat shaking on her bones. Every time she quivers, some skinny woman loses her home. My dog got the measles, my cat's got the whooping cough. Doggone it, so bad, Lordy Lord, my dog's got the measles and my cat's got the whooping cough. Doggone it, man, let a woman be his ball. Let it jump, let it jump. Let it roam, let it roam. Come on in there, boys, come on in there. Come on in there with the yard dog. Throw my cat in there, too. I got a big old Angoria, she's an awful thing. Mercy, I never seen such cat before. Now you told me that you love me, don't need to lie. Cross the day and try to quit me, make up your mind. To die, you my big fat mama with the meat shaking on your bone. Every time you quivers, some skinny woman lose her home. Cause you're my big fat mama with the meat shaking on your bones. When you walk across the floor, someone lose their home. You're my big fat mama with the meat shaking on your bones. Every time you quiver, some little woman loses her home. Give it up, give it up. Don't leave now, pound of it out. Throw it away, rob it, boys. Rob it. Why I've got to leave your mama, ain't no need to tell you why. All I want to say, fat mama, bye, bye, bye. You my big fat mama, with the meat shaking on your bone. And every time you quiver, some skinny woman loses her home. Bye, 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 bye.
Well, three of them for you there, starting with Abby Lincoln in Tokyo, 1973 for Inner City Records. She sang her composition, Living Room. David Liebman on tenor saxophone. Hiromasa Suzuki playing the piano. Kunimitsu Inaba playing string bass. And Al Foster playing the drums. 1973, Abby Lincoln. John Lettman, 1960, playing his trumpet. And an old one written by Ike Smith, Mabel's Dream, recorded by Bethlehem Records. Dick Wellstedt at the piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Peck Morrison on bass, and Panama Francis on the drums. Then 1946, Haven Records, singing for you, I Ain't Gonna Marry. Rubber Legs Williams, trombone work by Trummy Young. I'm going to chase You've Got Me Crying Again. This was written by band leader, tenor saxophonist, arranger, composer I. Sum Jones. Charlie Newman did the lyric. I'm going to start with their band and the vocalist with I. Sum Jones, Joe Martin, 1933. Thank you.
thought came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy, and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying again, just crying for you.
Isom Jones, original composition by him, You've Got Me Crying Again, 1933 Victor Records with Joe Martin singing. Now to compare, a jump to 1950, Coleman Hawkins, one of our great performers, balladeer, could play the sweet music, gorgeous sound he would get, he's going to get it here for you, his version of You've Got Me Crying Again. Simplicity, Coleman Hawkins, 1950, Billy Taylor on the piano, John Collins guitar, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. You've Got Me Crying Again. 1950 session for Roost. They made four. I'm going to have you listen to the other three.
Oh. Thank you.
Hawkins, tenor saxophone, Roost Records, 1950. Billy Taylor at the piano. John Collins, guitar. Percy Heath, bass. And Art Blakey on the drums. I'll Know, written by Frank Lesser for his Guys and Dolls. Can Anyone Explain by Benny Benjamin and George Weiss. And I Cross My Fingers by Walt Kent and Walter Farrar. Coleman Hawkins, 1950. Roost Records. Bertha Chippy Hill, accompanied by Georgia Tom on piano and Tampa Red on guitar, vocalion, and Some Cold Rainy Day.
Come back some cold rainy day. Baby, look where the sun's done gone. Now you're gonna leave your home. You come back. Feels like it's gnawing your back. You come back, come cold, rainy day. When you can't get out on your run, and you need to have your loving done, you'll come back some cold, rainy day. When you get down to gain your bed and you need someone to hold your waking head, you'll come back.
Little life stories. So much of the blues have that. And the ballads. Chippy Hill, 1928, Some Cold Rainy Day. Georgia Tom playing the piano and Tampa Red on guitar for Vocalion Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5. We're very much alive with you 24 hours a day. And you're part of the equation of public radio. And it's a good one. And you want it to last, and you have done that. Have it last. Stan Getz now, his tenor saxophone. 1956 for Norgren. Connie Condoli is playing trumpet. Getz on tenor. Lou Levy at the piano. Leroy Vinegar bass. And Shelly Mann on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
His tenor saxophone, 1956 in Los Angeles for Norgran Records. Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie. Summertime by George Gershwin. Connie Condoli played trumpet, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Shelly Mann on the drums, Stan Getz. 1956. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5. KPLI Olympia, 90.1. KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3. KPLK Cedro Woolley, 88.9. And streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's always my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. I'm going to compare Louis Armstrong his work with his trumpet and his voice. Two from 1939, and then two from 1927.
Mama, day by day, don't give none away. Let it pile up, honey, if you may. I'll call around soon to name the day. I have an art of loving that can't be beat. My way of hugging is a treat. So why can't we, Mama, agree? So save it, pretty Mama, for me. Mama, why do you treat me so? Ah, mama, 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 why do you treat me so? Oh, I know why you treat me so bad. You treat me mean, baby, just because I'm girl in law. Now, mama, if you listen, baby, I'll tell you something you don't know. You don't know. If you just listen to me, honey, I'll tell you something you don't know. If you just give me a break and take me back, I won't be gullin' no more. Gullin' no more. Thank you.
Louis Armstrong, two different places, four performances, 1939 for Decca Records. Hear me talking to you, and Save It, Pretty Mama. Louis' trumpet and his voice. And in that band, doing some superb work, Charlie Holmes, clarinet, J.C. Higginbotham, trombone, and always energetic and spiritual, Sid Catlett on the drums. Then, Louis Armstrong's Hot 7, 1927, OK Records, Gully Low Blues, and Wild Man Blues, his singing and his trumpet. I remember first time I heard that record of Gully Low Blues, Wild Man Blues. It just, it arrived, knocked me out. I was wandering around for a week. And I remember I was in a class, and I kind of heard my name. And, of course, it was the teacher asking me if I understood the question. Is your mind elsewhere, was the question. And I said, no, it's here, and it's playing some music for me. Well, do you think I should call a doctor? And I said, yeah, call Dr. Jazz. Well, that got me about as far as the door and out. But, you know, those haunting things. So we have haunting melodies. We all do. You do. Sure you do. It pops in your head and you remember being somewhere a long time ago. Louis Armstrong, 1939. Louis Armstrong, 1927. And really quite something. I mean, it is now for me, but imagine what it was like in 1927. I mean, what is that guy doing? I mean, I like it, but what's he doing? And takes a while to understand that art doesn't need to be explained. Louis Armstrong. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Delta Airlines, introducing daily nonstop service from Seattle to Fairbanks. Delta, keep climbing.
Saxophonist, composer, arranger, and instructor, Kareem Candy is a key member of the Northwest great jazz scene, learning at the feet of area greats Hadley Calliman, Don Lanfear, Julian Priester, and Bill Ramsey. And we're proud to present the Kareem Candy Band live in the KPLU studios this Thursday afternoon at 12:15. Thanks to Shack Arts Center for their support.
A lot of artists came out of Kansas City, Missouri, excuse me, and one of them, pianist Pete Johnson, is going to do some solo piano work for you, and he worked for Solo Art Records, put together by a man named Coily. Bless him. He loved piano. I don't want to hear anything else. I want piano. So he recorded them, made a label. And they're very valuable. 1939, solo art, Pete Johnson. Thank you. Kansas City pianist Pete Johnson, 1939 solo art records, Let 'Em Jump, and Pete's Blues, both of them, by Johnson. And I recommend him. I recommend everybody. Oscar Moore. Hollywood 1954 for Tampa Records. He's going to play his guitar. And he wrote this piece. It's called Walking Home. Thank you. Oscar Moore, his guitar, Hollywood 1954, Tampa Records, his composition, Walkin' Home. Carl Perkins at piano, Joe Comfort on string bass, and Mike Pacheco playing the bongos. Anybody play bongos anymore? It used to be a big, several years ago, you know. All that. The Latin stuff that Stan Kenton got going. He had a band. What was it? 24 pieces and 19 guys playing drums. Of various kinds. You know? And I went to see him one time. My uncle was sitting next to me. He says, does the guy back there playing the claves get the same money as the soloists? Well, I didn't have an answer. I hope they work it out. Oscar Moore, Hollywood, 1954, Tampa, Walking Home. Fine. And you'll hear, of course, Oscar Moore with Nat Cole all over the place. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU. We're here for you. We know you're out there for us. Anita O'Day.
The use. There is no excuse to be hiding what's on my mind. Loving you is a secret I can't conceal. Since we met, I've been all upset, but I've really made up my mind to confess just exactly the way I feel. Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day and see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? As long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Long underwear when winter breezes blow.
I'm gonna take good care of me, because a sneeze or two might mean the flu, and that would never, never do. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to, long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. I'm gonna love you as long as I live. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met, when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Beat loud and fast, like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Homeward step was just as light as the tap dancing feet of a stair, and like an echo far away, when a nightingale sang in When dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square, I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
Anita O'Day, 1955, Verve Records, arrangements for her by Buddy Bregman. As Long As I Live, written by Harold Arlen, lyric by Ted Kohler. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, Eric Moskowitz and Manning Sherwin wrote that. And some fine work by Paul Smith, always on the piano. Barney Kessel's guitar, Joe Mondragon on bass, Alvin Stoller on drums. This is The Art of Jazz. Happy to have all you fine folks being out there, and hope you're having a fine time doing whatever you're doing. And I talk about you finding a solo, whatever it is for you. I had a lot of calls on that. And somebody said, hey, I like to do, and I said, well, then do it. You know, collecting is kind of fun. I'm going to try that. Yusef Lateef, 1960, he's going to play his flute and his tenor. Riverside Records. He wrote this. It's called Apathy.
Thank you.
Yusef Lateef playing his flute and his tenor saxophone, 1960 Riverside Records. His composition, Apathy. Clark Terry, flugelhorn, Richard Williams, trumpet. Hosea Taylor, bassoon. Joe Zabinal playing piano. Ben Tucker on bass. And Lex Humphreys on the drums. Yusef Lateef. Elizabeth Welch now, a great talent, hidden for so many years in London, made some Vocalion records in 1936. We'll hear Four Sides. Benny Carter led the band, did the arranging. Carter plays alto and trumpet. Gene Rogers, who later on would play with Coleman Hawkins, plays the piano here. Ivor Mayrant plays the guitar, and Wally Morris, the string bass. From London, 1936, Elizabeth Welch.
Poor butterfly, need the blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly, for she loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low. The moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I'll never sigh nor cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly.
Die, poor butterfly. I'll never roam, for what would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Once upon a time, just after man had joined creation, everything was beautiful but wrong. There was something missing in his very life's foundation. Then it was that music came along. He took the murmur of the river as it flowed down to the sea, and mixed it with the calling of a savage, wild and free. And then he called it a song. He took the laughter of the children as they played beneath the trees, and mixed it with the whisper of a gentle evening breeze. And then he called it a song. He took the plaintive note from a lover's call, and the sound that comes when the raindrops fall, with just a little gladness and a little touch of sadness. He took the crooning of a mother as she rocked her babe to sleep, and mixed it with the sound that nature makes when shadows creep. And then he called it a song. That's how the first song was born. The crooning of a mother as she rocked a babe to sleep, and mixed it with the sound that nature makes when shadows creep. And then he called it a song. That's how the first song was born.
In London, 1936, Elizabeth Welch, recording for Vocalion Records. And the band, led by Benny Carter, who played the alto and the trumpet, Gene Rogers beautifully accompanying and soloing on the piano, Ivor Maidment playing the guitar, and Wally Morris, the string bass. What'd they do? Poor Butterfly? Drop in next time you're passing. The Man I Love. And that's how the first song was born. Elizabeth Welch, 1936. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Birthday today. Mal Waldron, pianist, composer, band leader, arranger. He was born this date in 1926 in New York City, and he died in Brussels 2002. And I had many times I had conversations with him. Heard him play at a wonderful jazz dive in Tacoma. Often sit in a booth with him. Place, you know, not too many people there. And I always wondered why, but who knows. On a birthday, you want somebody else to play something in honor of him. John Coltrane's going to do that. 1962 for Impulse, he recorded Mal Waldron's Soul Eyes, probably his most famous composition. McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. John Coltrane and Mal Waldron's Soul Eyes. Thank you. John Coltrane playing Mal Waldron's Soul Eyes. McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones playing the drums, 1962 Impulse. I'm going to get back to a celebration of Mal Waldron's birthday. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Pacific Lutheran University, offering accredited professional degrees in nursing, business, education and communication, and liberal arts education in the humanities, natural sciences, and social sciences. Still accepting first-year transfer and graduate applications for fall. Online applications at plu.edu/apply.
Hi, this is David Green. Now, many of you know my voice really well. Some of you probably wake up to me. I mean, who knew that one of the perks of this job was all this pillow talk? Well, since you and I are close, I'm going to make a bold suggestion. When it's time to unload your current car, instead of trading it in, why don't you donate it to this station? Believe it or not, we can turn it into Morning Edition, All Things Considered, or Radiolab. It's easy. Here's how.
For more information, go to kplu.org/support.
Now, on this, the birthday of Mal Waldron, his own band, one of my favorites of his, for Status Records, 1957. He, of course, is on piano. The composition is Blue Calypso. He wrote it. Bill Hardman plays the trumpet. Jackie McLean plays the alto saxophone. John Coltrane, the tenor saxophone. Julian Yule on bass and Arthur Taylor on the drums.
Thank you.
Waldron, his band, his composition, Blue Calypso, 1957 Status Records. Bill Hardman, trumpet. Jackie McLean, alto saxophone. John Coltrane, tenor saxophone. Julian Ewell playing the bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. This being Mal Waldron's birthday, born this date in New York City, 1926. And he graduated in Brussels, 2002. I couldn't celebrate his birthday without going to the Five Spot in New York City. Prestige Records, 1961. Mal Waldron was playing the piano in Eric Dolphy's band. Dolphy plays the alto and the bass clarinet. Booker Little, the trumpet. Waldron, as I said, playing the piano. The great Richard Davis on the bass. And Eddie Blackwell playing the drums. On this, Mal Waldron's birthday, he was there playing the piano in Eric Dolphy's quintet at the Five Spot 1961 in New York City, recorded by Prestige. We heard Waldron's Fire Waltz and Booker Little's B-Vamp. Booker played the trumpet, Eric Dolphy the alto saxophone and the bass clarinet, Waldron the piano, Richard Davis bass, Eddie Blackwell on the drums. And going out from a birthday for a piano player, I'll have a piano player come in that effect. Here's Earl Hines. Thank you. Couple things for you to end the program today. Earl Hines, 1932, playing Down Among the Sheltering Palms for Brunswick, solo piano. Lester Young's tenor, his band, 1945 in Los Angeles. Mick Dickinson, trombone, Dodo Marmarosa, piano. Red Callender, bass, and Henry Green on the drums, doing Lester Young's DB Blues. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Ken, for another great afternoon of jazz. I've got All Blues coming up next, 6 hours of it, right after Stardate.
Stardate, August 16th. When Lick Observatory opened near San Jose in 1887, a few local businessmen saw an opportunity. They figured the new facility would attract visitors from across California and beyond. So they decided to build a grand hotel to house them all. The 150-room, $250,000 Hotel Vendome opened in 1888, and it featured Lick in its ads, postcards, and other materials. Getting to the observatory wasn't easy, though. It was only about 20 miles from the hotel, but the road to the top of Mount Hamilton climbed several thousand feet, and it featured 365 turns. So another business was formed to get all those overnight guests up the mountain, the Mount Hamilton Stage Company. For a few dollars, passengers got a three-hour ride to the observatory in an open coach, lunch at a small hotel along the way, and a three-hour ride back to San Jose. They were encouraged to wear a handkerchief around their necks in case travel conditions were dusty, which they often were. The coaches left at 7:30 in the morning and got back by about 6 in the afternoon. Coaches also made the trip on Saturday evening when Lick offered public viewing through its big new 36-inch telescope. Other businesses got involved as well. The Southern Pacific Railroad offered special package deals from San Francisco, for example. They helped turn Lick Observatory into a major tourist spot, setting an example for other observatories to follow in the decades ahead. And you can find out about visiting MacDonald Observatory at MacDonaldObservatory.org. I'm Sandy Wood.
Our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies overnight, lows around 58, call it. And for Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the 80s. Right now in Seattle, it's partly cloudy, 76 degrees. In Olympia, clear and 76. And if you're listening in the Bellingham area at 88.7 FM, it's clear and 73 degrees. Well, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler. It's Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Put that all together, and it means that there's about 6 hours of blues going to start right now. And I've got some really cool new stuff. Beth Hart, Buddy Guy, Sonny Landreth. And we're going to be hearing, of course, from many of our favorites, people like Muddy Waters and Etta James along the way. Let's get into it. Kim Wilson, Ronnie Earl on the guitar, and All Blues starts right now.